Ladies and gentlemen, what a beautiful day it is. The sun's shining, empty parking lots everywhere, and 5 euro just lying in front of the studio has found a happy new owner. I'm Dennis Irlander and you're listening to Radio DF. Alright, most of you guys have probably already been on holiday or are booking a last minute trip right now. Even if there are some of you who are not going on holiday, you do not have to feel sad about it. We already live in a beautiful country with lots of different beautiful places, be it Hamburg, Düsseldorf, Frankfurt or Munich. Yet, many people still pay a huge amount of money for a 2 week trip and I want to know why. Why do people pay so much money to get out of our country and what do the other countries have that we don't? That's the reason I went around campus and asked 3 students about their travels during semester break. I have met the girls who went to English-speaking countries and they told me how great their country they had visited supposedly was. Well, I'm not convinced yet.
Well, what I liked about Australia? First of all, the weather, obviously. Temperatures in the 20s during winter? We can only dream about that in Germany. We get icy roads and pneumonia instead. Next would be the wildlife. Like, imagine having exotic birds fly around the cities here instead of pigeons. Also, have you ever pet a kangaroo or hugged a koala? It's great. They're fluffy, they cling to you, and it's downright adorable. They only let go after being bribed with eucalyptus, and, well, it was one of the best experiences in my life, I have to say. And people there are really nice, too. The mentality is totally different. They're easygoing and a lot more chill. We also had a lot of barbecues while we were there. There's one thing I've got to admit though. Their tap water is not drinkable. It tastes like you have a swimming pool in your mouth. Chlorine shouldn't be in water you're planning to actually drink.
Well, Dennis, I enjoy many things about the USA. First of all, the people. They get excited about things. Let's take sports as an example. We in Germany have soccer, as the Americans like to call it, but that's pretty much it. The German people only get excited about other sports when there's a championship and Germany has a chance of winning it. Otherwise, only small groups follow basketball or hockey in Germany. But in the US, there's basketball and baseball and of course American football, though they still don't get soccer right. But I love how the American people enjoy rooting for their team. And I believe that it starts in college, if not even earlier. You know, every college has some sports team and students are proud to represent their school, and I miss that in Germany. I feel like there is no friendly rivalry and no pride about where you get your education. But speaking of schools, the German educational system is much better in my opinion. To me, the only thing we lack are proper after-school activities. You know, a sports team for each school and chances for artistic and musical people to show off their talents. In the USA, almost every student gets involved in after-school activities, and that to me seems like a great way of keeping them busy. But besides all that, I have to admit that America does have downsides. If you're out of a job, you don't have healthcare. And furthermore, Americans live in such a beautiful country, but they can only travel it if they own a car or can afford plane tickets. The infrastructure in the US is awful. I mean, apart from subways and big cities, there are barely any trains that connect the whole country. But I have to say that I still love going there. People over there are proud to be American. Even though the patriotism can be a lot at times, especially for us Germans, it is great to see people who are not afraid to show some of it.
We went on a mini road trip through the south of England. I had to be the driving instructor because I wasn't allowed to drive the rental myself, and he wasn't used to drive on the wrong side of the street, which is really dangerous. He was getting us into trouble constantly. What I found weird is that they still haven't figured out how to bake bread that is not toast, so we had to eat porridge. Talking about food, we had so many scones with clotted cream and jam, and then also scones with jam and clotted cream, and they actually fight about in which order to put cream and jam on their scones. And to be honest, it tastes exactly the same. When we were in Wimbledon, it felt like the majority of people didn't even care for tennis. They were watching tennis people, or the tennis fans who were watching tennis people, and then of course celebrities and the royals. And I think that's really different here, where everyone is just crazy about football, about the actual game. What I really enjoyed is how nice people are, though you really need to get used to their sense of humor. You really need to figure it out because they're just not direct, they're much too polite.
As we have seen then, you can either spend a lot of money on being able to see cute animals, paired with undrinkable water, visit a country that calls football soccer, or you can just keep your money in the bank, stay at home, and save yourself a lot of stress. We'll have a commercial break right now, and then I'll be right back.